know when it could be found in the A-League's first game of the season, with Adelaide United and Sydney FC drawing. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Tom Edwards, to speak about this and other sporting news from the week. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. So what happened in the game?
Yeah, it looked like Adelaide United might have just pulled away with the victory on Friday night, as you mentioned, the first game of the season. But unfortunately for the Reds, the Sky Blues scored with the 78th minute, meaning that they equaled the match 1-1 after 90 minutes. So it was a disappointing game all in all, particularly because it was the first game of the season. It was a little bit scrappy, and neither team could really break away from the other. But for Adelaide United, Scott Galloway, he was really the man of the match. His goal, scoring just before half-time, was beautiful. He chipped it over the keeper, and it was something to behold. It was a great result there for the Reds, but they just couldn't hold on in the end.
So what can we take away from this game with Adelaide United towards the rest of the season?
Well, they definitely had opportunities to score, so that in itself is a positive. The downside was that they didn't capitalise on their chances, but again, their defence was quite good. Sydney weren't able to have a single shot until they scored in the 78th minute. So Adelaide United did have positive signs, and if they can take that into the next games, the games after that, they should be in good stead.
Now, in the basketball, Adelaide also faced a Sydney side with the 36ers facing off and starting their season. But how are they looking?
They're looking quite good compared to Adelaide United. They won 106-101 against the Kings, and it was a bit of a fanfare considering that Andrew Bogut, who was a former NBA player, former number one draft pick in the NBA, is now playing for the Kings. But the Sixers got it done. Unfortunately, however, they lost yesterday to Melbourne United 72-75. So certainly a different style of game, a high-scoring game on Friday night compared to a much more defensive one yesterday. Star maker Nathan Sowie was best on the court for Adelaide. He had 19 points yesterday, but he just couldn't hit a three-pointer late in the game to tie it up when it really mattered. So mixed results there for the Adelaide 36ers, but again, similar to United, the season has just started and we've got a lot more games to watch.
Sports correspondent Tom Edwards is with us. The Australian Diamonds have won the Constellation Cup during the week, beating New Zealand. So what was the final score there?
So the final score in the fourth test match was 58-47, which really was a triumph for the Diamonds, considering the season that they have had. So that means now the Diamonds only lost two games throughout the entire year out of 17, those being against England at the Commonwealth Games and the third test against the Kiwis. But it really was a great result for the Diamonds, winning the Consolation Cup in Wellington on Thursday night. They really set the game up during the third quarter. They led, I believe, 46-33 heading into the final term. So they set themselves up. They play well all year, and they really deserve to take out the cup.
And finally, the NBA season is returning. It should be very exciting for many basketball fans. So when does that kick off?
So it's kicked off over the weekend, and it is very exciting for basketball fans. But unfortunately, there's already been a bit of controversy in yesterday's match between the LA Lakers and Houston Rockets. There was a bit of an altercation where a few fliffs were thrown, and Lakers player Brandon Ingram and Houston's Chris Paul and also Laker Rajon Rondo were all ejected from the Staples Center. And what made this even more noteworthy is that it was during LeBron James' first game as a Laker on his home court, but he was nearly 2-2. He's a very professional player. He finished with 24 points, but unfortunately for his side, they went down to Houston 115-124. So some mixed results so far in the NBA, a bit of controversy and also a bit of excitement watching LeBron James, the best player in the world, at his new club.
So is this an indication, do you think, of what we might be seeing throughout the NBA season, a couple more scraps?
It is only early on in the year, so you would say no, but behaviour like this on the NBA court hasn't been seen for a long, long time. So you would expect the league and the commissioner to make an example out of
Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Tom Edwards there, our sports correspondent, sharing all the latest in sporting news.